Good to hear that Bill Brooks is back on the radio. Good afternoon. We got the band back together today. Sammy, welcome back.
The drummer is back in his chair.
How was Nashville?
Oh my gosh. Nashville is electric, overwhelming, incredibly expensive, and absolutely amazing
quick
every step of the way.
Quick out.
We spent 3 nights on the strip, and I had to take out a mortgage.
Could you have done 2 nights? Because I have always said it had been years since I'd have been to Nashville, and we took a girls trip there, 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. It is very much a 2-day in, 2-day out. It's like Vegas, in and out.
Well, so the first night we had driven all day to get into Nashville, and so we went out, we were super tired. And so then the second night was kind of the all-out night, and that was Saturday night. And so it was absolutely insane the amount of people that were there. We were just constantly pushing our way through people to get anywhere.
Yep.
And then Sunday night was the best. We went down like mid-afternoon and stayed until about 10 o'clock. And that was the best experience because it was like a third the amount of people.
10 o'clock?
Were you able to get off the beaten path at all, or did you just stay in the main downtown insanity district of bars?
We stayed on Broadway the first 2 nights, and then on Sunday we started the day with a 2.5-hour tour of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or the Country Music Hall of Fame, and that was awesome. I could have stayed in there for 5 hours.
I don't know how I didn't know you're when I would have told you hit the Johnny Cash Museum. That was my favorite museum.
We saw it. We did not end up going. We had already kind of, blown the budget by the time that it was time to consider going through that thing. So we skipped it, but the Country Music Hall of Fame was enough.
Some of the most interesting people I met in Nashville were the Uber drivers who will tell you that everyone now in the last 5 years is flocking to Nashville. And everyone loves that town except .. the people who live in Nashville. Overnight, Scott, it went from, all right, like the birth of country music, and, you know, there were some quaint little bars and shops. It turned into this just bachelorette party central
of
America.
I have no interest.
You would not like it. Now, the live music is incredible.
But is it all country music?
No. It is rock. You name it, but it's stacked bars. So picture like Westport if everything was stacked 5 stories high.
Okay.
And every single bar on every single story had live music.
That is a fact. And it was awesome. All of it was amazing. We were actually annoyed by the little amount of country music that was being played.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. It is overwhelming.
Huh. Okay, I will check Nashville off the list. I have no interest.
It is funny. They've got rules on the strip on Broadway where there's 2 songs that they will not play unless you give them $100.
Let me guess. Friends in Low Places.
No.
Sweet Home Alabama.
No. One of them involves a fiddle. They say that every time
Devil went down to Georgia.
Yep, that one cost you $100. And then there's another song that we actually watched them raise multiple hundreds of dollars to get these songs played. It works. They get the tip money every single time.
What's the other song?
Freebird.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Freebird!
So somebody yelled the word Freebird, and they go, oh, no, I heard the F word. That F word's going to cost you $100.
Is that freedom rock, dude?
It was electric.
Good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. I wouldn't say don't go to Nashville. You just need to understand that it's not what it was 20 years ago and brace yourself for the reality of what it's become.
So it sounds like going to Vegas or New York.
Exactly.
Like in and out.
Yeah. If Vegas had a love child with maybe Memphis and Miami. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall, drunken, loud music insanity.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
And the traffic is terrible.
Terrible. That's what the Uber drivers were saying. Traffic did not used to be like this. And so when everyone lists Kansas City as like the number one place to go live, I always say, stop saying that.
Right.
Oh, there were about 15 times that I thought our Uber was going to get in a wreck, and they never did. Also, none of the Uber drivers live in Nashville.
They
come in for the money on the weekends.
They drive. One of our Uber drivers drives 2 hours a day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and makes enough money to support himself wherever he lived 2 hours away.
Isn't that crazy?
Really?
The city wasn't planned for being a modern entertainment city.
Correct.
Huh. And now, is Nashville where the Titans play, or do they play in Memphis?
They play in Nissan Stadium, which is right across the pedestrian bridge across the Cumberland River from the Broadway Strip.
Okay.
It's all right there. So Sunday was a little bit hectic because they had the Titans game, And then everybody came from the stadium across the pedestrian bridge into downtown.
Okay.
It's fun for a little vacation.
Little. Emphasis on little.
You guys are not selling me on Nashville at all.
Bring your $100 bills. You're going to need them.
My word.
My wallet's like, help me.
No, I'm good. Did you see the pandas have arrived in the United States?
Yes. Are they pandas or are they bears painted to look like pandas?
You mean dogs painted to look
right.
like. No, these are real giant pandas.
Okay.
They arrived in the National Zoo in D.C. today, less than a year after the nation's capital said goodbye to another pair of pandas that were on loan from China. Why don't you just let us keep the ones that you gave us the first mm-hmm. time? That doesn't make sense.
Well, they don't belong to us.
The new pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, departed China on Monday, made a stop in Anchorage, Alaska. From there, they went to Washington's Dulles International Airport, landed at 9:53 Eastern Time today. Two FedEx trucks transported the pandas to the zoo.
Hmm. Good.
Okay.
Speaking of travel, what would you do because this has gone viral? An airplane passenger in the middle seat, automatically I'm annoyed, is fuming over what a woman with the window seat did and how she reacted. Okay? A flight passenger endured an awkward encounter when a fellow flyer who seemed unimpressed when he asked her to move her bag from the footwell of his seat. This has gone viral. Ray Child, 29-year-old lawyer, was flying from his hometown of Chicago to St. Louis for a conference. When he gets to his seat, he sees the girl in the window seat, but she has placed her gigantic backpack under his middle seat.
Like underneath the seat in front of him.
And he tries to be nice and jokes, "Sorry, I didn't leave my legs at home. Would you mind moving your bag?" She's got ear pods in, shrugs her shoulders, gives him an eye roll, and refuses to move the bag.
What was under her seat?
Either other luggage or nothing.
Probably her feet.
That's when your bag goes into the aisle.
He shared the photo he took in a Reddit post, which has since received, I think, more than 1,000 upvotes now and thousands of responses. He says, "I was eye-rolled when I politely asked if the window seat passenger could please move her backpack. He briefly sat in that middle seat and then ended up moving into the aisle, which happened to be open. So it worked out. She would not remove the bag from his seat."
Why don't you just call the flight attendant over and tell her or him, "We have an issue. This lady's bag is underneath the seat where I am paying and sitting."
Not to be a complete jerk, but why not grab the bag and move it into her space and put your feet in your space?
Well, one Redditor suggested my dirty blank shoes would be all over that bag, hoping something was breakable inside.
Great point.
This is why people don't like to travel. And I noticed that you said you drove, Sam. And how long is the drive to Nashville?
8.
That's doable. Maybe an 8-hour drive with just you and your partner is preferable to dealing with something like that on an airplane.
You can call her his girlfriend.
What? Yeah, I know. What is the amount of time?
Remember the last time you said partner on the air?
I know.
Remember what happened?
We need a new name for the mature woman.
She also said partner while you were gone in reference to herself, and there were a lot of questions on the text.
About whether she... You use the word partner when you're talking about a gay couple.
No, but why can't it just be your person? I'm just going to start saying my person.
Okay. Well, you remember what happened when you talked about Jack and his girlfriend?
I know.
And your dad partner. Thought Jack had, was gay?
When did partner become exclusive to the gay community?
About the time they came up with the word partner?
Yeah.
Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, you're right. I have something I'm going to do for you, Scott, and you don't even know it yet.
All right.
But because you all have been making fun of me mercilessly on this program for weeks, pointing out...
The house or being a mature woman?
Pointing out the sweater that I purchased on Facebook for the, quote, mature woman.
Did you have to mention the house? Really?
When I pull up my Facebook now, including this morning, all I get are advertisements for clothing for, quote, the mature woman, which, by the way, even at my age, I never saw that term specifically until you ding-a-ling started mentioning it on this program.
No, well, no,
then
no.
My phone is listening.
This is not our fault.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, because you bought two sweaters for a mature woman off of Facebook.
That is a fact. Simply clicking on the link to go look at the posting for the sale, put that in your algorithm.
So here's the problem.
When you hit pay now,
my entire algorithm. And today I went and took a screenshot of, hey, Dana, something you might like, this sweater for the mature woman. And I send it to you guys with an expletive that we cannot repeat.
Starts with
on,
F.
Yeah, on the air. Just taking the screenshot of that to send it to you and Sam and
trigger the algorithm again.
Dan, it triggered it again. It is up and down my feed.
You have no one to blame but yourself.
I disagree.
Okay.
I completely blame the three of you. And what I'm going to do, and you don't even know this, the next time you are away from your computer for any length of time, I am going to start shouting into your phone or desktop, adult diapers for men.
What?
Yes, I'm doing it. You have sabotaged my algorithm. Yes, you have.
No, you did it when you clicked on it. The mature woman sweater category.
That's not what it said when I bought the sweater. Now it's what it said.
It most certainly said that because you referenced it
as a mature woman sweater. Now,
all I'm saying is you are about to get a whole new fresh set of ads in your feed, and I cannot wait. I've made a list. I'm not going to share all of it with you. We're going to get very creative. We might take suggestions.
Fine.
On the text line, I don't know if we'll have time.
Fine. Make sure you take your phone to the bathroom every time you go.
This is getting scary.
Urinary tract infection medication.
Okay. All right. Widow's peak, losing hair, male, 53.
That's below the belt.
Bring it.
Those are some golden arches you got.
Bedroom aids for the mature man.
Quiet, Dan. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.